word for you from Matthew chapter 7 verse 23. And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. This must be the most terrible words for anybody to hear from God, especially to the one who has presumed that he has known the Lord. You see, as one preacher once said, it's not whether you've accepted Christ, but whether Christ has accepted you. We might make a declaration of what we believe has happened, that we've become God's children and that we've made the right decisions, but finally, what will really matter is, does the Lord know us? As we've read in this verse, I never knew you. Well, it might seem like a contradiction. Surely God knows everything and everybody. But if he says here, I never knew you, he is implying an intimate relationship. I never knew you as my children. Yes, you claim to be my servant. You declared that you prophesied in my name. You cast out demons in my name. You did mighty works in my name. And I don't dispute that, God will say, but I dispute the fact that I knew you. So really, what matters is not so much whether we claim to know him, but does he know us? Now look at the character of the one who is not known by the Lord. The Lord says at the end of that verse, you workers of lawlessness. And that is really the central, foundational nature of one who does not know the Lord and is not known by the Lord. He is a worker of lawlessness because he's a law unto himself. He does what he thinks is right, even when he thinks he's doing the will of God by prophesying, casting out demons, and doing mighty works. So it is of crucial importance that you ask yourself, does the Lord know me? Am I known to him in that I have an intimate relationship with him? Or is it just that I'm known because of the works I do? I do Christian things. I do the things expected of Christians. But really, Lord, do you know me?